Join us now for the Chapel Hour, coming to you from the campus of Bob Jones University. Our speaker today is Reverend John Lutz, pastor of Harvest Bible Church in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. The title of his message is The Danger of Grieving Your Parents. The text is from Deuteronomy 27, verses 14 through 16.
It's been a joy to be with you these past 2 days, and thank you for your gracious hospitality here in warm Greenville, South Carolina. And a special greetings to Harvest Bible Church students as well. Let's take our Bibles and turn to Deuteronomy 27, verses 14 to 16. Deuteronomy 27, verses 14 to 16. And I trust that as a result of this message, we'll walk out of here and be more Christ-like, have a greater zeal and for God, and for be passionate about His kingdom and less passionate about ourselves. We're going to come to Deuteronomy 27, verses 14 to 16 in just a minute or two, but I want to share with you a true story. Several years ago, I knew of a young girl who basically was probably like many of you, grew up in a Christian home, went to a Christian school, but she got away from the Lord, and she started to grieve her parents, broke their hearts, and disobeyed them, and she started hanging around the wrong crowd, still professed to know the Lord, and was backslidden. So she went out and married, actually in her early 20s, she left the Christian school and went out and married the wrong guy. I mean, it was a colossal mistake. Married the wrong man. And then she went on to do some modeling. She was a looker. She was a beautiful young girl. And one day downtown, she was spatting off at her husband and arguing with him. And as she was yelling at him in the car, he was in the driver's seat. She was in the passenger side. And she turned and opened up the car door, and as soon as she stepped out of the car door, whammo, she was hit immediately by a delivery truck. An eyewitness account said that her body flew about 10 to 15 feet in the air, and someone else mentioned to me that she literally was catapulted. I mean, just almost as high, and this is not an exaggeration or a hyperbole, but almost as high as the electrical wires. And she died. And it was a very sad ending to a young Christian girl who had so much promise. And you know, students, one thing that I've noticed in the last 20 years in ministry that has really grieved my heart, has been heavy upon my heart, is that I've found that in almost every Christian home, and I'm not exaggerating, almost in every Christian home, there may be two or three young people that love the Lord and are serving the Lord, but in almost every Christian home, there's at least one young person that is away from the Lord, that is struggling spiritually. And I can honestly say to you, as I've looked back over all these years, and I've even jotted some of these down and documented some of these situations, and I've come to the conclusion that there's always, or almost always, one common denominator in all of those situations, and that is this. That young person caused mom and dad grief. I want to preach to you this morning on the danger of grieving your parents. And this is something that God has impressed upon my heart. It's really not the message that I wanted to preach, and it's not in the best homiletical style, and I'm not concerned about that. My heart is heavy. I want to share from the Scriptures what God has to say about this subject topically, about grieving your parents. And it's not just a message for college age. It's a message for all of us who are older, because there's a general principle in 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 4 that tells us that we should requite our parents. In other words, we need to pay them back, literally. We need to be appreciative and be full of gratitude and do everything we can to honor them and respect them and to love them and to love them unconditionally, regardless of any past failures. And so today we want to start out in the Old Testament. I just have two main points. We're going to look at some Old Testament principles and then some New Testament commands. And the first one here in Deuteronomy, and you remember in Deuteronomy, the former generation of Israelites had died off in the wilderness. And now there's a new generation, a new start, and they're getting ready to cross the Jordan. And Moses is rehearsing the law, and he's giving some exhortations on the plains of Moab. And mainly this is a call to obedience to the people of God. And he says in verse 14, "And the Levites, the priests, shall speak and say unto all the men of Israel with a loud voice, cursed be the man." Now here's the first curse. It involves idolatry. "Cursed be the man that maketh any graven image or molten image or an abomination unto the Lord, the work of the hands of the craftsmen, and putteth it in a secret place. And all the people shall answer and say, Amen." In other words, so be it. That's right. And then, young people, notice the second curse here. And again, I want to stop and say something. I realize we're in the age of grace. We're in a different dispensation. But I want you to see the heart of God. I want you to see how God feels about this regardless of the dispensation. And we see in verse 16, "Cursed be he that setteth light." That phrase means to disdain, to cause grief, to have contempt toward. "Cursed be the man," or "the he that setteth light by his father or his mother, and all the people shall say, Amen, so be it." The background here is that Moses and the Levites gathered all the men of Israel together, and they were just rehearsing the blessings and the cursings of the law. And what we find here is that one of those curses had to do with dishonoring our parents, causing grief to one's parents. As a matter of fact, in verse 16, Moses is saying here that anyone, any young person that causes disdain or has a disdain or setteth light, there again is that expression meaning contempt or treats with a lack of respect, or any young person that doesn't properly respond to one's parents, that one was to be cursed. Oh, God is a loving God. There's an oasis of comfort and joy and forgiveness in the Lord. But there does come a time when someone crosses that unseen line of God's patience and God's wrath. God is a consuming fire. And here we see that Moses warned the people, "Tell your young people that this is a violation of the fifth commandment." And you say, "Brother John, well, why is this such a big issue?" Well, let me mention what someone else said. It's a big issue because God is the Father of all saved humanity. And whenever you and I dishonor our parents, or whenever we're kind of flippant toward them or standoffish toward them or have ill feelings toward them in any way, God takes offense with that. God is dishonored with that. It hurts God. His glory and His message and His name and His reputation and His character is skewed. It doesn't give people a right opinion about God. And it's not just respecting our parents, but even you can enlarge the circle whenever there's disrespect or not submitting to those who are in authority over us here at school or in the workplace. God bears part of that dishonor. God is offended. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's about God. He's hurt. You know, sometimes young people say, "I'm doing a lot of nice things and good things, and I'm out soul winning, I'm helpful in the dormitories, but I've got a fractured relationship with mom or dad." You will not prosper. God will not honor that. There's some APCs and PCs here, and maybe you're trying to do your best, but you've got a fractured relationship with your parents, or you're not submitting to the authority over you here at the school or somewhere else. Can I say to you, your leadership will be affected. You will not have the power of God upon you. You will have zero influence in your room, in your dormitory, because you can't prosper. Proverbs 28:13 is against you. all of heaven is against you. But you say, Brother John, you don't know my parents. They're irrational. And they're unreasonable. And there are unreasonable parents. And you say, but you don't know my parents. They are high in discipline and low in love. And there's a lot of them, unfortunately. Or they're abusive verbally. No, I don't know your parents. But God does. And God is omniscient. And God sees everything. And God sees all those failures in the past. And I want to assure you, students, that God will hold every parent accountable for his or her actions. You see, young people, parents make a lot of mistakes. God is dealing with us. God gets heavy upon us. Trust me, He does. And we are learning. You know, I remember when I was in the dormitory as a dorm supervisor working for Brother Miller and Brother Berg, that I had a pastor call me one time and he said, my son is ruining my ministry and he's in your dormitory. He's ruining my ministry and he's no good and he's a disgrace. And I said to him, sir, and I was very careful because I was much younger than he was and I wanted to respect my elder. And I said, sir, but can I make a suggestion to you? Maybe that's the problem. Maybe you're more concerned about your reputation than your own son. Young people, God is teaching us as parents not to worry a lot about what people think, but to be more concerned about what God thinks and to set our standards biblically and to love you unconditionally and to do the best we can. But you see, that doesn't usurp and that never supersedes the fact that you must honor and you must revere and respect your parents. The windows of heaven will be opened for you. God's blessings will be upon you. But God will withhold His blessings. If you have any kind of feelings of ill will toward those in authority over you, any feelings of bitterness and resentment toward your parents, toward your employer, toward anyone, your teacher, you can't prosper. You can't sin and get away with it. God loves you too much to do that. Just like a parent loves his or her child too much not to discipline. So God expects this. If you'll turn back to Deuteronomy 5, verse 16. Deuteronomy chapter 5. And verse 16, the Bible tells us, it says honor. That word honor means to respect and revere, have reverence toward, obey. And by the way, it doesn't say here, honor thy father and mother of Christian parents or of only Christian parents who are not unreasonable. It doesn't say that. It doesn't. It says, honor thy father and thy mother as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee. And notice the promise that's attached to this, to you and to me, that thy days may be prolonged and that it may go well with thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth. There it is. If you'll turn back with me to Leviticus chapter 20, here's what the law stated in Leviticus 20. These are Old Testament principles, and then we're going to look at some New Testament commands. In Leviticus chapter 20, in verse 9. Leviticus 20, in verse 9. For everyone, it's speaking not just of a child, but of a young person, a young adult, a teen, for everyone that curses his father or his mother shall be surely put to death. He hath cursed his father or his mother. Do you see how God feels about this? His blood shall be upon him. Now again, I realize we are in the age of grace, and I don't want anyone to misunderstand me this morning. I'm not advocating capital punishment for disobedient sons and daughters. We'd all be dead. We would. But And God doesn't want us to do this today. But I want you to see how God felt about this. It is not a light matter with the Lord. And students, do you realize that in the Old Testament, do you realize that a Jewish young person, if a Jewish young person was not responding to correction after several opportunities, If a Jewish young person was showing disdain and contempt toward one's parents and grieving one's parents, do you know what God instructed the Jewish parents to do? He instructed them to gather all the other Jewish adults together and to grab a rock and to go outside the city to follow them and one son or daughter and to throw a rock at that individual. And normally the body would be buried before sundown, but there was a special exception here. That dead body was put out so that everyone could view that individual. And you say, how cruel and how inhumane and barbaric. But listen, God wanted to make a statement. And the statement was this: I don't want anyone dishonoring his parents because that offends me. That's an offense to me. He was saying, I want everyone to honor one's mother and father. That's what I want. No matter, as unconscionable and inconceivable as appeared, that young person was no longer going to live his life grieving his parents anymore and violating God's commands just like Shirley. And that's the name of that. I'm going to call that young girl that I gave the story of to start off with. That was not her name, but I'll just call her Shirley. Proverbs 30, verse 17, the eye that mocketh at his father and despises to obey his mother, the ravens of the valley shall pick it out and the young eagles shall eat it. Just like the little ones who disobey mommy and daddy bird and fall out of the nest and they become prey to the bigger birds. And over the years, I've seen young adults become prey to Satan because of their parental rebellion. I know of another young girl that sat where you sit. And she sat here for a year and she decided, she has good Christian parents, and she decided, I want to do my own thing. Just like Shirley. You see, Shirley was always on the fringe of the rules, and she said, why can't I wear this, and why can't I listen to this music, and why can't I go to this movie or watch this video and do these things? And this young girl was like that, and she left after a year here. She should have been here. It was the Lord's will for her to be here. And she said, I'm just going to do whatever I want to do. And she grieved the heart of her parents. And I don't think her parents have ever gotten over it. She broke their hearts. And students, I'm here to tell you with a broken heart, because I know of that young girl. I'm here to tell you that ever since she made that decision, right where you're sitting, ever since she made that decision, she's never prospered. There has just been a legion of problems. She's divorced. She's had suicidal thoughts. She had a child out of wedlock. She can't have stability in her job. She's insecure. You can't sin and get away with it. You'll never prosper. When you dishonor your parents, and maybe even some of you say, I don't dishonor my parents, but I don't, they're old-fashioned. I hear this expression sometimes. Students will say, they're dorks. That's not a good expression. That's still showing disdain toward them and dishonoring them. And God is offended by that. God is grieved and vexed concerning that. Proverbs 15:20 says, a wise son maketh a glad, a cheerful, merry father. Do you want to make your father happy? By the way, do you know what I've noticed? And I've talked to other parents and pastors and deacons and lay people. It's a universal problem. Almost in every home there's one. And I'll tell you, we as parents are learning too not to be short-sighted. We're trying to have the long view. Just like Jesus. Remember he said to Philip, you've been with me 3 years and you don't even know me. And we're trying to have the long view. But as I talk to parents, do you know what they tell me? They say that It doesn't matter if we have four or five young people in the home that are serving the Lord. If there's one that's causing trouble, it just saps the strength out of us spiritually. It distracts us. It doesn't allow us to do what we want to do with the Lord. You say, you know, that'll never happen to me. Well, someone said to me yesterday, you know, Satan knows he has a very short time. And so he loves to wreak havoc, and he's doing all he can. And rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft. But to obey is better than sacrifice and to hearken than the fat of rams. God will honor you when you obey. Well, do you see the danger here of grieving your parents or anyone in authority over you? Can I ask you to ask yourself some very hard questions this morning? And that is, why don't you just ask the Lord, am I dishonoring my parents or grandparents in any way? Am I causing grief to them? Maybe when I go home at Christmas or summer break by saying, I want to go to whatever website I want to go to, and mom and dad say, no, you can't go to this one, you can't go to this one. And am I causing any grief with them by them limiting on my IM time or anything like that on the computer? Am I causing any grief to them by saying that I want to date so-and-so and they don't want that? Ask yourself. Ask the Lord. Lord, am I showing them the proper love and support and obedience and high esteem that God requires? Do I appreciate all their sacrifices that they've made on my behalf? You see, those are some Old Testament principles. But secondly and finally, I'd like you to look at some New Testament commands, because it's not just in the Old Testament. If you'll turn to Ephesians chapter 6 and verses 1 to 3. Ephesians chapter 6. Chapter 6 and verse 1. Children, by the way, if you have eSword, do some of you have that on there on your computer, your software? If you do it, you can kind of point your little arrow there, and it brings up Strong's Concordance for you. I like that. It'll just and it shows you the word. It's the word technon here. It's as a matter of fact, this word is not just with a young person. It could be someone even in their 20s. So a child, technon, a child, a young person, someone in her 20s or his 20s. Children, young person, obey, listen. Listen to your parents in the Lord, for this is right. It's the right thing to do. Do you want to do right? You want to honor the Lord? You say, I want to honor the Lord. This is the right thing to do. Do not cause grief to your parents. Do not cause grief to the Lord. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the commandment, first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. There's the promise. In Luke chapter 2, verse 51, Jesus went down to Nazareth with his parents and was subject to them. Even Jesus was subject to his parents. In Colossians chapter 3, it says this, children, it's the same word, technon, it's the same word, children, young adult, obey your parents in all things. There it is, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Notice that phrase, in all things. As a pastor, do you know what I occasionally hear from parents? They'll mention to me that a young person comes home from Bible college and he or she comes home with this kind of newly found adult independence. Now listen, almost to the point where maybe I think I know more than mom and dad do. You know, they're out in the factory, they're out in the farm or wherever they are, or they're out in some department store, but I think I'm getting educated, and I think maybe I know even a little bit more than they do, and I ought to be able to do certain things in the home, and I ought to be able to wear certain things, and I ought to be able to go with certain people. Oh, listen, young people, be very careful about that. Be careful. The danger of grieving one's parents. It's not a trivial matter with God. In Romans 14:12, it says, so then every one of us should give an account of himself to God. And that's not just with young people, but that's with parents. If we've been unreasonable, and God knows us, and He'll hold us accountable, and He does, and we have to give an account to the Lord just like you do. But do you see the danger in Galatians 6? It reminds us, whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. I remember also in the dormitory, we had a young man, and he came up to me one time, and I was counseling with him, and he said, I hate my father. I can't stand him. Oh, I like my mom, but I hate my dad. I said, why do you hate your dad? He said, well, because he's always angry in the home. He has a short fuse, and he'll just kind of go off into some type of rage, and I can't forgive him, and I've got bitterness in my heart. Do you know what happened to that young person? The very thing that he hated and despised, he became. Of all the young adults that we had in the dormitory, there was no person that had more anger than that individual, because the thing that he hated, he became. You know, you sow the wind, you'll reap the whirlwind, Hosea 8 tells us. And it comes back to us. In Proverbs 1:8, my son, you can almost hear the frustration in Solomon's voice. Hear the instruction of thy father and forsake not the law, the teaching of thy mother. In 2 Timothy 3, verse 2, in the last days, and we're probably in the last days here, lovers of their own selves, covetousness, disobedient to parents. Are you grieving your parents? Maybe you're embarrassed to be around them at times. And by the way, showing respect and honor to your parents, again, it doesn't stop just as a young person. It goes on. And there's a lot of inconveniences in taking care of a loved one that can't take care of himself, but that person, that parent inconvenienced himself many times for you. You know, I share this with you this morning. I have a sister. My heart is so heavy for her. She hasn't spoken to my parents in 10 years. And I remember one time saying to her, I said, don't you realize how good mom and dad have been to us? Don't you realize all the sacrifices that she's made on, that they've made on our behalf and changed our diapers and put us through school? You know what she said to me, young people? She said that was expected of them. And maybe some of you feel the same way today. You know, I just expect a roof over my head. I just expect clothing. I just expect a good education. Can I remind you, there once was a day when grieving one's parents and violating parental laws and showing disdain and setting light ended one's life. There once was a day when ingratitude and lack of respect to one's parents brought death. What maybe some of us need to do after chapel today is some of us need to go home and fall on our knees and say, oh God, forgive me. Forgive me for dishonoring you. Forgive me for dishonoring my parents. Some of you need to get on the phone and say, Mom and Dad, or Mom or Dad, either one, I've caused you such grief. Would you forgive me? Some of you just need to get on the phone and say, I'm so sorry I've taken you for granted. Young people, there's an oasis of comfort and forgiveness in the Lord. And I pray that you'll do that. But I want to remind you, some of us maybe are going to end up like Shirley. And some of us are going to end up like all the other ones, and that is, you will not prosper. Oh, the danger of grieving one's parents. Let's pray. Father in heaven, Father, take this, your word, apply it to our hearts. Forgive us for running after broken cisterns that hold no water, forsaking the Lord, the fountain of living water. Help us to obey our parents and obey those in authority over us and to honor you. Thank you for these young people. Thank you for those who are doing right.
You've been listening to the Chapel Hour, coming to you from the campus of Bob Jones University. Our speaker was Reverend John Lutz, pastor of Harvest Bible Church in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. For a cassette tape containing yesterday's and today's messages by Pastor Lutz, send a check for $6 to Campus Store, Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614. Be sure to mention the name of the speaker and today's date. The Chapel Hour has been sponsored by Bob Jones University.